Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Welcome to today's AP Rollo monthly call taking place on Thursday, 21st of April, 2016 at 600 UTC. On today's call on the English channel, we have Siranush Wardanyan, Cheryl Langdonor, Maureen Hilliard, Holly Rage, Satish Babu, Liu Konglin, Ali El Meshal, Jiyoung Choi, Nadira El Arash, Kylie Khan, Tomohiro Fujisaki, Yasuchi Kitamura. We don't have anyone on the Chinese channel so far. We have apologies from Pavan Budrani, Hong Zhu, and Emil Elsaka. From staff, we have Rinalia Abdulrahim, Sylvia Vivanko, and myself, Yishin Nazar. And our Chinese interpreter today is Yi Yi. Finally, I'd like to remind everyone to state their names while speaking, not only for transcript purposes, but also for interpretation purposes as well. Over to you, Siranush. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Yashim. Thank you very much. And I also see Anupam joined us. You missed his name in the roll call. So thank you everyone for joining to AP Rollo April call, and we have quite a tense agenda, and let's start with the agenda item 1, ALAC policy development update, and I would like to ask Holly and Maureen to provide us update what is on ALAC table now.
Thank you.
Maureen?
Holly? Yeah. Thanks. Could I have the policy page shown, please? And I can just go through it very quickly on the screen. If not, I'll just go through.
How staff can say no to you, Holly?
look, it's in the agenda, so I can go from there. The statement's approved. Just have a look. The principles for cost can... Oh, here we go.
Uh-oh. Somebody just did something and I can't see.
So whoever has got control of the screen, could we go back, please, to the policy page? Sylvia? Hello?
Yes, Jim.
Hello.
Yes, Jim. Sylvia?
Which page? Which page would you like me to switch to?
Well, the agenda has the policy policy statements on it. So could I have either the agenda or the actual policy page, either one?
Okay, the agenda is
just
that's here,
it. That,
posted.
That's okay, yep. And can I actually move it a bit? Can you give me
Yes, I'll give you the sync right now.
Okay, thank you.
You must be able to move it now, okay.
Thank you. Okay. First noted, just the statement we approved, which is the draft framework of principles. The statements in progress, which is what should be of interest. The operating plan and budget. People will have read, I hope, the emails. We are working on a statement for the budget, and there will be, within, I think, 24 hours, there's going to be a hour-and-a-half call on that. So that's pending. The draft response to new GTLD safeguards, I'm sorry, Julie is not on the call, so we'll have to wait for Julie. The recommendation of the geographic working group, that's being voted on. That was a really interesting statement of policy. There were a lot of good comments. Maureen, yours were very good. The conclusion of that was we're not going to change boundaries but use some of the other mechanisms such as special groups and so forth to deal with the issues, particularly things like island groups or whatever. And as I said, that's being voted on. The data retention, really, I've had a look. It does not raise any issues. Statements that seem to be stalled, there are none. Public comments requested. Charter amendments, for the registry stakeholder group. That has already closed. Now, the launch of the registration authentication program, I actually had a look at that. Basically, that is what the sort of thing that we were asking for, that before you use a new GTLD, that there be some kind of test to make sure that the applicants will meet what they say in their picks. And essentially, that is what this is about. So there's no need to make a comment. Alan and I agree on that. At this stage, I'm not sure who's doing release of country and territory names within Terrain and Piclet. I'm just not sure at that stage. We can chase that up. I'm not sure it's something we're interested in. And I was waiting to hear from either Edmund or somebody for the Khmer script root zone. I imagine I don't know where that's up to. Does anybody else know where that's up to at this stage? I think we haven't discussed that in the ALT, and that will be discussed within 24 to 48 hours. So that's the one thing I'm just not sure about, but it doesn't close until 28 May, so we've got plenty of time on that one. Are there any questions on the policy?
Any other questions? Maureen, do you have anything to add for this?
Thank you, Sarah Nosh. Maureen, for the record, no. Most of the statements that we're actually looking at the moment are actually being voted on, and so there's been a lot of discussion already. But I'm sure we will highlight to our members when anything really exciting comes up that we want them to come into.
Yeah, the one thing that really interested was the geographic regions one, and there was a lot of comment on that, but that's at this stage being voted on. Other than that, I don't think there are others that have attracted a lot of comment.
Thank you very much.
One comment.
Yes, please.
Just with the registrar data retention waiver, there are a lot of those. What that's about is basically allowing registrars generally in the European Union or other areas with very strict privacy laws to have a data retention waiver in terms of the data that is retained in order that they can comply with EU privacy protection, or data protection rules. So that's what that's about. And there are lots of those statements that have sort of gone through over the past year or so or more. It's fairly standard, actually. So that's not, it's of interest, but not, doesn't raise any further issues than what we've already discussed. Okay.
Thank you, Holly. Also to give you an update about what Rinalia has said about deep dive meetings, this is the proposal from ALAC for multi-year planning for at-large rallies face-to-face, and we formally call it white paper deep dive call, and the call will be actually the first call for discussions will be taken today at 14:30 UTC for 90 minutes. So those who are interested can join to the discussion, please. And Cheryl, please, you have the floor.
Thank you, Sarah Nosh. It's Cheryl Langdonor for the record. Just took me a moment to come off mute. I have put it in the chat, but I want it in the audio record as well. We will need to focus as a region on some sort of input into the draft bylaws for CWG IANA transition and CWG accountability. That's expected to be out for public comment sometime in the next few days, and as Rinalia put into the into the chat, there's 400 plus pages in the new draft bylaws. I really would think that this is such an important event that just as we did for the region with our hub, we ran a webinar to make sure everyone had the opportunity to ask questions, get answers, have any queries discussed, and that was taken as important feedback into the process that has now brought these outcomes around, both for accountability and indeed IANA transition work. I've worked very closely with a number of the teams, if not all of them, I think it might be all of them, in getting all of this far on behalf of our region. But if the RALO and the hub would be interested in perhaps doing something or offering something in terms of a Q&A and webinar in advance of the close for public comment, we could, I think, either put in some regional opinion directly or put in opinion that could feed towards the ALAC responses. Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl. And I assume whenever the bylaws drafting, the comment period will be open, we may request for input and we may request some kind of brief probably during our next monthly meeting from you, because I don't think that many of us can digest 400 plus pages so for the new draft. So if you can provide us some key updates on what is there, that would be really great. Okay, any other questions related to policy updates? I don't see any hand raised. So thank you, Holly, and thank you, Cheryl, for your input. And let's move forward to the next agenda item, which is ATRALO regional elections till 16. And staff will provide some updates on this. What are the plans? What are the frameworks and time frame for all these elections upcoming for ATRALO? Sylvia, if I can give the floor for you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Siranush. This is Sylvia from the staff. Yes, I would like to announce the 2016 ATRALO regional elections and appointments. As you know, there are several positions that must be renewed at the end of the 2016 AGM in October. So all the RALOs staff has organized the calendar to make all the RALOs elections and appointments synchronized. So we have a schedule is on the screen. The positions for ATRALO include leadership positions. This is the ALAC member from ATRALO, the chair, the vice chair, and the secretariat. The secretariat in the ATRALO case is a discretionary appointment. The selection timetable is the announcement will be made on the 26th of April for the call for nominations and nominees statements. From the 26th of April until 9th of May, the nomination period will be for 10 days. On 16th of May is the deadline for nomination acceptances. From 18th May until the 25th of May, elections. And then the newly elected representatives shall be seated at the ALAC and the regional positions at the wrap-up session during the 2016 AGM. We can also organize a teleconference for meeting the candidates, so everybody has an opportunity to ask questions live to all the candidates. So that's my update, Janice. Thank you.
Thank you, Sylvia. So we are really close to the process, and this is the unique process for all RALOs, so the deadlines and the time frame is given for all. So we should start thinking about this. Let me read what Cheryl said. Assuming we are satisfied with our terrific leadership team, we can simply re-support the sitting members in their current position for an additional term. That is what I would strongly suggest we do, by the way. Thank you, Cheryl. This is also the possible way, one of the ways to do. So, as Sylvia said, this is all synchronized for all Rallos. So every Rallo has now the new positions opened, and the election process or selection process will be taking very soon. Okay, any questions from participants related to the this upcoming election process? Yes, Holly, please.
it's a comment. I understand Cheryl's comment. My concern with just constantly turning over the same people is we don't involve other people. And I would like to see a way of looking at all of the names who are people on this call. I would actually like to involve a lot more people and find a way to do that. And even if we have the existing team continue, I'd like to see people who are interested, and I'd like to have a kind of mentor system, because none of us should be in the office for too long. We really have to find a way to train other people up and involve them. And my concern with without asking for nominations or doing any of that is we discourage people from participating. So maybe the executive can deal with this, but it just worries me that we just keep selecting ourselves. And maybe discuss this offline, but that's my thought about that. Thank you.
Thank you, Holly. And I would agree for those who are interested to let them. We would like also to know who is interested for, as we discussed within NATO Rallo Leadership, that there might be some mentorship program where we would be ready to mentor the new people to get them ready for the leadership positions available for ALAC, for Rallo, and for NOMCOM as well. So that's also a potential way of us to think about. And Nadira asked how many years for re-election election applies. I assume Sylvia is giving the answer. Sylvia, can you just brief? Yeah, eight Rallo positions are for 2 years and secretariat is 1 year. But how many times people can be re-elected? That was the question which Nadira asked. I'm not sure if I know the right answer, but I suppose that 2 terms,
yes.
Is it the limit?
Yes, this is Sylvia. As you can see on the screen, and it's also on the wiki, we have included in parentheses who can be eligible for reselection. So you can see there in green who is eligible and who is not. Basically, all the positions you see there are eligible for reselection and for reappointment according to the AP Rallo rules and the ALAC rules.
Excellent. Thank you, Sylvia. Nadira, I hope the answer is clear. And yes, Rinalia, actually this is indeed the way how we are thinking of mentoring the next layer of Rallo leadership from the region, because there are many people now coming to different constituencies through different ways, like fellowship, and during each of the ICANN meetings, we are trying to get in touch with them, to talk with them, to find out the active people who will start continuing, for whom we are thinking about future of AQ Rallo. So this is the way of mentoring, the way how we think we should start this mentoring process. Cheryl, the floor is yours.
Thank you very much. And just to be really clear, of course, when I said I would support the team continuing, that assumes that they actually want to. They may not. And of course, Holly, if you would like to start churn by not running for ALAC position again, that's a fine and fair and reasonable thing, because of course the ALAC positions are 1 year alternate with the other, so we always have at least one well and truly experienced person in the ALAC position of the two that the RALO puts forward each year. What I would also like to do is come in firmly behind the suggestion of training up leadership. I think that's absolutely vitally important. One of the reasons I'm perfectly happy to support an effective leadership team is exactly that. They're effective. You put a whole bunch of newbies in there, and we've certainly seen what's happened in some regions, thankfully not too often in our own, when that's happened, where it takes sometimes upwards of 12 months before things like policy discussions start to actually get dealt with. In fact, some regions, I wonder if they do policy discussions at all. But that's just my clear bias for our region, I suppose. So I think the training up of leadership is vital. I think that's a terrific thing, and I think we certainly should look at that. Holly, I am less concerned about the interest and engagement that we have in our region, perhaps, than you are, because I suppose I've come from the experience of when we had four, five and occasionally six people, including the leadership, on these monthly calls. And in recent times, we've had excellent numbers. Looking at the moment, we've got, I think it's probably 17 active people and a couple of staff in addition. The Adigo person, Heather, I think you could probably be an honorary AP RALO member, but I won't count you amongst the active participants for today's call. So, you know, long gone are the days when we only had, you know, the same people who were in the position sitting at the meetings. We do have a much more active and interactive at-large structure representatives than we have in the past. And I think that's a credit to the leadership team, which is one of the reasons I put forward what I think is still a very good idea if anyone's going to continue to support them to do so. But should we train up other people? Absolutely. And in fact, we should be looking at making sure that it's not just training them up for action and activity and leadership within our region, but also getting them engaged in direct policy development processes and discussions and work groups that run ICANN-wide. And that's certainly something that from our region, very few of us are holding the lion's share of those activities. So I'd certainly be happy to have a couple of shadows for any of the meetings I go to that are done in the name of the region. So let's be smart about this. In answer to the question in terms of term limitations, the AP RALO rules of procedure do not have any term limits. That is not a bad thing, because it means you do not have to get rid of people who are working effectively and efficiently, or perhaps might be in the middle of an important project. But what it does mean is that you do need to ensure churn by other ways, and your leadership team program of mentoring and training and assistance and whatever else you want to call them, shadows if you like, I think it's a great way of doing that. But don't just leave it to leadership. Do it wider and get more leadership from our region across the board. So there is no term limitations, and I do want to point out the position of Secretariat. It is on the screen and noted. This is a discretionary appointment. It is in fact an appointment that does not necessarily need to be made. We have chosen to make it since we have formed as a RALO, but it is a discretionary appointment. And it's one that is reviewed at a regular level. At this case, it's reviewed in the annual rollover. And I think that's dotted all the I's and crossed all the T's from me. Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl. Thank you for a very important intervention. And I completely agree with what you have said. The concern which we discussed within the leadership team was, as you correctly mentioned, we have many people now joining our monthly calls. Many people are coming to different ICANN meetings in different heads. So we, for us not to lose this expertise, we can do some kind of internal mentorship program, develop internal APRALO mentorship program for people knowing that we really appreciate their involvement and we would like them to continue and see them as future APRALO leaders in ICANN. That said, I also would like to echo what Rinalia has said in the chat that it would be good to provide some guidance on TDP wherever there is. One of the discussions during the last ICANN meeting in Marrakesh, and this is, I provided the suggestion that whenever there is some discussion or PDP is there, some policy development discussion is there, we would like to have some brief one-two paragraph details on what is it to be sent to all RALO ALSs and the people who would like to find the, or to be an expert in that field can participate easily to know what it's all about. Because sometimes the information is there, but none of us know specifically what this specific policy development is about. So if there will be a brief update from the staff coming and we will share this with ALSs, we may have more ALSs participate in PDP process, which is really very important for all of us. Cheryl, you have your hand raised.
Thank you. Coming off speaker and mute, it's one of those things that I just wanted again to put into the oral record as well as what I put into the chat. Have a look at the wiki page that's associated with my name and you'll see how many work groups, including PDP processes, I serve in. Any one of those, I am more than happy to have one, two, or even three at-large structure members who are interested, who will turn up and who will do the work. Note that is the absolute essential. I've got well and truly bored and tired of having people, including from our region, put their names forward and then me still being the only person attending these meetings. I can support, mentor, coach, train and otherwise cajole people to make sure that they feel confident, competent and up to speed in any topic that they're interested in. But we also have to do the topics we're not interested in. So have a look at what's on, listen to what's being discussed at each of our meetings where we go through the list of public comments, for example. There's always room for people to assist in the writing or editing of those as well. So there's a bunch of ways of upskilling people, and let's look at the next 2 years as a major push on upskilling in all levels. Thanks.
Thank you, Cheryl. Thank you very much. And yes, we may, just answering colleagues' questions, that we may hold a webinar on that issue, and we are doing similar webinars, I think, within also a lot, the at-large capacity building group, working group, so, but we may have special for webinar for HRALO members as well. So, Sylvia, if we can note this in action items that for one of our topics for upcoming webinars may be the TDP process and to update what the public comments are there, or where we can discuss and what we can discuss and how we can involve people to provide more details on that. And I'm sure APRALO has the whole capacity to do both presentations and to provide the details for ALS members. Any other questions related to this? I thank everyone for their input on this topic, and Let's move to the next agenda item. As you know, APR Law with APAC Hub is holding webinars, different types of webinars, and I would like to give the floor to Kelvin to update us on the upcoming webinar, which will be in May. Kelvin?
Hello. Hi, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yes, Kelvin, we can hear you.
Hi, thank you. This is Kelvin Wong from APAC Hub. Thank you again for inviting me to this monthly meeting. Just on a related topic, we just had APAC Space earlier in the morning where we got the APAC community to come together to talk about various issues, and one of the things that we'd like to talk next in one of this APAC Space, which will happen by Monday and on the over web conference, will be topics on policy development processes. We are still polling for topics, so if you'd like to suggest some topics as well, so feel free to reply or send an email to us. That was a well-attended session, and I think we have some folks from here who also attended the session, so thank you for that. So going on to the webinar that Siranush mentioned, this is also a bi-monthly session. The last one was on universal acceptance, where we had captioning for the first time in this webinar series. I think we had very good feedback for that. My understanding is that for the next one, which is happening in May, we will also, I think, be having this live captioning. So the next one will be on 17 May. We have, I don't think we have sent out the announcement on that yet, but it will come to you quite soon. We hope to send it out early so that we have more participation. So on 17 May, we will be talking about DNS security and DNS abuse. You would recall that I think the last year, we also have Steve Sheng from ICANN staff to come and talk about DNS ecosystem and related topics. So this will be a slightly more advanced version of that, but we are also advising our speakers to keep it to a simple level and then not dive into too much technical details as well. So look out for that 17 May. That's all for me. Thank you.
Thank you, Kelvin. Thank you very much. And also thank you for the continued support to APRALO, to APAC Hub. Just to provide some clarification, we are discussing, we express our willingness to caption the next webinar as well, but it's still under discussion because the coordinators of the project would like to involve other RALOs as well. So APRALO already has participated in this process, which was really very successful. So the captioning might be there as well, but it's not finalized yet. Maureen, please.
Thank you, Sirinush. It's Maureen for the record. I'd just like to sort of attended the APAC space meeting just a few hours ago, and it was to do with APAC participation in the GNSO, and it was a really interesting discussion about how to get their members involved in GNSO PDPs and other discussions about policy. And I did sort of like participate occasionally to sort of like bring in an ALAC perspective, but it did highlight the sorts of issues that they have with regards to getting their members involved are the same as ours. And I guess it's sort of I guess it's universal across the groups to try and sort of find ways in which to engage our members into these discussions. But I just wanted to say to Kelvin, it was a really interesting session.
Thank you, Maureen. Maureen, Kelvin, if I can ask you, whenever you put the records of this the web conference which you hold today on 3-4 UTC, if you can share the link of the records with APRALO members, that would be really great whenever it is posted.
Sure, Sirinush. We will be coming up with the I think a note of the meeting, and we're posting on the community wiki. My colleague Joyce and they will be working on this. I will post it to the APRALO group once it's up. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Sylvia, if we can put this as an action item as well for Kelvin to send out to our LSC the records of today's webinar on discussions, APEC participation in GNSO, that would be great. Thank you very much. I see Rinalia posted one of the recommendations of the GNSO review is to enhance the inclusion and diversity of PDP working groups. If the GNSO ends up forming a specific working group to address that topic, it would be great to have Rallo and Alex representatives in that working group. Agree, Rinalia, and if LSS will be knowing more about the process, I think that there will be a lot of expertise, and I will be looking at least for APRALO members to be a part of it. Thank you very much. Any questions related to APRALO next webinar as well? So May 17, the information will be sent soon. Be ready to participate actively in those webinars. They are really very important and provide an quite good information to our LSE. Thank you. I don't see any other hands raised on this topic, so we will move forward to another agenda item, which is individual users in APRALO. Rules of procedures, and I would like to give the floor to Maureen to provide updates where we are, because during recent couple of months we were discussing this, we were preparing, reviewing our rules of procedures, and Maureen will provide an update on that. Maureen, the floor is yours.
Thank you. So nice, Maureen, for the record again. Just to recap, the issue of individual members has been on the table for quite a while now, and at the end of 2015, we did look very seriously at making some changes to our rules of procedure, if necessary, to include some more information about people who actually want to join APRALO as unaffiliated members. I'm just going to introduce this because I know Cheryl's supposed to be part of my team here, and I'll need her input. But I just wanted to say that after our discussions last year, I put a summary of the issues on the wiki, and we've had two. Sponsors from ALS members, and interestingly, they're quite different, opposing almost. I think it's really important that we get more input from members within APRALO, because if we're going to make changes, they must be appropriate to the wishes of our membership. But at the same time, there are moves and other RALOs to increase the opportunities for individual members, and we just want to make sure that if that's the way that APRALO members want to go, that this change will be made. But I'd like Cheryl to have some input at this point as well. Thank you.
Thanks, Maureen. Cheryl, for the record. Indeed, as Maureen just outlined, we've had on the Rules of Procedure since 2015 the permission, the ability, the classification of the unaffiliated member, and we, in fact, have discussed at a couple of meetings a number of the benefits and features of doing such. We have put out, and Sylvia, I think, yes, thank you, dear, have got the link, which hopefully you'll all be rapidly encouraged to go and make some commentary on. I just want to be really, really clear to everybody, however, as we're going to be really, really clear, aren't we, more into every other region, it's not actually negotiable to have them. The outcome of the first ALAC review, and I pressed send on the chat before I finished that sentence. I apologise, I'll fix that in a minute. The first ALAC review, and we're about to enter into our second ALAC review, had a number of recommendations, all of which have been substantially, if not completely, implemented. And the one that is not having the great big green tick is the one that says the opportunity for individual or unaffiliated membership in every RALO needs to exist. So it's not a matter of, you know, we can stick with the status quo. It was a recommendation of the external reviewers. It was a recommendation that was supported by the ALAC at the time. It was a recommendation that was accepted and endorsed as an action that should happen by the ICANN board at the time. So it is an expectation. How we do it, we've got the bare bones put in our rules of procedure. And therefore, we can tick a box from our region saying it is permitted, but we do recognise that just the sheer numbers that we can work with in our regions, our region as opposed to many other regions, may mean that, for example, we should have a design that says for every perhaps insert a number, 15, 50, 500, doesn't matter what, just as long as we know what that number is and it's published and advertised, for every one of these clusters of unaffiliated members to a particular numerical value, that would equate to a particular weighting if and when we take the at-large structures to vote, because of course unaffiliated members, we would assume, deserve the same right to have their voices heard and their power of their membership to cast a vote if and when and a vote is ever called for would be amongst those member benefits. Now, in other regions, they have the equivalent of an at-large structure, which is the house, for the want of a better word, that the unaffiliated members all live in. Well, that's fine if you've only got 15 or 20 unaffiliated members. If you've got 2,000 of them, then it's very different. And so we think we should do some smart thinking and make sure that the systems are in place to make sure that benefits as well as other issues, which may be not benefits but risks, are properly managed with a region as numerically large as ours can possibly be, both from a country by country and population within country base. Anything else you want from me, Maureen?
No, that's good. It clarifies everything, I think. And but I'm just sort of like asking for more, you know, like more input from our members. It would be good to get, you know, some views from them as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Maureen and Cheryl. And I would like to request once again to our ALS members to view the wiki space for individual members and provide your input, because we do have open APRALO for individual members, but we need to have the process not to bring a chaos for many individual members who may come and join us, and which is a potential for APRALO with our diversity. So we need to hear from you as well how you see the process in place. So please view the space and provide your comments, which is really very important for us for future. Any questions related to that, to this topic? If no, let's move forward to the next agenda item, which is item 57, the discussions which currently are in place. This is the PowerPoint which I wanted to share with you. Then this was discussed during April 12th conference with ACASO and RALO chairs with ICANN executive team. So I wanted also to update you what our current discussions related to the selection of ICANN 57 venue for the meeting. And you know that Puerto Rico now is selected, but there are discussions related to Zika virus, and potentially there are predictions that 20% of population may be infected and will be infected. So this virus can be sexually transmitted. And there are two options currently discussed. One is option to relocate San Juan meetings to Las Vegas and to hold it 1 week prior to Puerto Rico planned one, so it may be 22nd, 28th of October, so week prior to the one which is now posted for San Juan. Options at this late are really extremely limited, as it was mentioned. And to continue planning to hold the meeting in San Juan as planned. So there are two options discussed. And there are some considerations now for pro and cons for this. So on 11th of April, USCDC announced that the mosquito known as Zika virus exists in 30 U.S. states. And it is preparing for the spread to the U.S. mainland. And some considerations of that is also that we have active host in San Juan, which is nix.tr, and also there might be a 1.2 million cancellation penalty. So if we cancel Puerto Rico, there should be a penalty paid. This is also should be one of the considerations by ICANN. And there is LACTLD statement on global internet meetings in Latin America and Caribbean, so to keep ICANN 57 in Puerto Rico. And other social media pro and cons neutral. So some considerations are there. And they were requesting also the feedback from all SOACs. So this topic is still under discussion, and the final cancellation for Puerto Rico is not there yet. So still meetings, still discussions are there to find out the final venue for ICANN 57. And I just wanted to give this update to all our LSEs to know what are the plans for the next ICANN meeting after Helsinki. Any questions for this? If no, then we just have 10 minutes left. I would like to give the floor to Sylvia to update about ICANN 57 fiscal year 17 budget request from Aturalo, and what is the process currently there, and when to expect the results from the board. Sylvia?
Yes, thank you, Cyrano. This is Sylvia. Yes, I can report now that staff have now completed the review and recommendations on the fiscal year 17 request. The next step will be the Board Finance Committee will review these recommendations and analyze them. And following this, the full ICANN Board will review and make final decisions. The announcements of the results should be made in May, hopefully early May. And also I would like to mention that from the at-large community, all the at-large fiscal year 16 requests approved are completed now or in track to completion. So fiscal year 16 was very successful. And thank you. That's all. Thank you, Siranish.
Thank you, Sylvia. And yes, we discussed this issue also during Aturalo face-to-face meeting in Marrakesh. And almost all our requests are pretty nice and well accepted, and we provide a lot of additional input also to this. And some of them may go to global stakeholder engagement team within their framework, and we have discussed this with GR Wrong to pay attention to this if our request will not be accepted by the board to be funded through ICANN fiscal year budget, so it can go to global stakeholder engagement framework. So that's, thank you, Sylvia, for the update on this. Do you have any questions? So on in May, we are expecting the answer from the board. It will be mid-May, as Rinalia corrected us. So mid-May, we are expecting the decision coming from the board. Any questions? Yes, and if I don't see any hand raised, let's move to the next agenda item, which is Asia-Pacific School on Internet Governance, and Satish would like to provide some current discussions and updates related to this. Satish, if I can give the floor to you, please.
Thank you, Tanush. I hope you can hear me.
Yes, we can hear you well.
Okay, thank you. So the Asia-Pacific School on Internet Governance is being convened by the community, and a steering group has been already appointed, and some of us from the AP Railo team is already on the committee. There are three interesting aspects about this which I'll mention very briefly. One is that there are many schools all around the world on internet governance, but this one has a very specific Asia-Pacific focus, which is good for us because we are also operating in that territory. The second is that this is largely a trainer's training program, so that because it's difficult to for individual countries to send so too many people to an Asia-level program. So this has been designed as a trainer's training program so that the trainers can come back and take further training programs in their own countries. Third is that this program is meant to be roving from country to country. The first program this year, mid-September, is organized in Bangkok, but the steering group is willing to take it to different countries so that they can co-locate it in each country with the country's own program. And the final aspect of this which is interesting is that since it is an Asia-Pacific community-driven program, we will be able to influence the topics covered. We can actually suggest and we can bring in any specific topics that we want to, which is an advantage for us. It's something that we want to cover specifically. So this is an early announcement. Please watch the website epistic.asia for more details. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Satish. And if I can request you to follow up on this, and whenever the workshop, the deadline or the space will be open for providing workshop proposals, please update Ikorala members in accordance for us to follow up and not to miss the deadline. Because the first...
She's gone away.
Hello. In French, fade it out.
I think Siranush has left us. That's what she says in the chat.
Like Siranush has dropped the call. Yeshi?
Hi, this is Yeshi speaking. We are currently dialing back Siranush, so she'll be with us in a couple of seconds. Thank you.
Yes. Can you hear me? I'm back.
Welcome back.
Yes, we can hear you.
Thanks, Pranush. I will provide same as we go on.
Sorry for losing your chair for a couple of seconds. So I'm back with you again. And yes, my point was to update to get updates from Satish on the deadlines of proposal submissions and for Ikorala SDG participation in the first Asia-Pacific School on IT. And very interesting, I share Nadira's point here, very interesting point about mobile commerce tools. This can be adopted for different regions as well. Any other questions related to that? If no, there is AOB part. Anyone is open here to talk about whatever they think and they would like to talk with AQRLO members. Just to start with, I would like to talk here a little bit about AQR IGF, which will take place in Taipei from 27th to 29th of July. And we are planning to have AQRLO participation there as well. There was a workshop submitted by our global stakeholder team, our APAC hub, but it was not unfortunately selected. So the readout session proposal was not selected. It would not be in the agenda. But there will be different workshops where Israeli members will take an active part there. So I don't think that the deadline for submission has been shared with you by Yannick, as you remember, but I don't, and the deadline has passed, I assume, and I think that many of our electors submitted that proposals and are waiting for the results. So we are looking forward to the results whose workshop has been accepted and to our participation there. Any other people who would like to say something or share something with Alexis? So I don't see any hands raised. So I see two people would like to type, Satish and Nadira. Yes, Satish is sending the website atsit.asia. So please visit that site and find out more about the first Asia Pacific Summer School on IG. Or for Taipei, is your idea. So, anyway, to provide you quite updated information. So if there is no one would like to say anything on this topic, we are 1 minute already. It is 7:01, so we are quite on time. I would like to thank everyone for your active participation, and I would like especially thank also Rinalia for finding time to join us, because your participation in our electoral activities was always very important and fruitful, and your comments provided here are appreciated and very important for our electors as well. So we are looking forward to see you more often, if I may request you. To see you more often, though I know you have pretty tight schedule. And also one of my suggestions related to PDT discussions earlier, if we plan for the webinar, we would like also to see you there to provide some updates and to give guidance to our electors. So now it was a pleasure seeing you in Kerala Mafi Hall, and I also thank all our electors and active members who have time for being here with us, and have a great day ahead, everyone.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks,
Sirinush. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. This is now adjourned. Thank you very much for your participation, and the audio will now be disconnected. Have a great day.